You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So I think this is a cool opportunity to talk to somebody who may address a concern or may answer a question that maybe in some way might become policy in the future of this country. So if you have any questions right now, yes, go ahead.
I have a son that will be turning 18 to vote in 2020, and he was conceived right before September 11th when I served. That is not over yet. If you were to be president, what kind of timeline can we see for this generation of voters to not be concerned if they have to enlist to perpetuate this war that has not ended?
Thank you for serving.
Thank everybody for their tax money.
Well, thank you for the sacrifice and your families. I would ask the Congress to do something that should have been done a long time ago, which is to update the authorizations for use of military force. So we're still operating under 2001 and 2003 authorities for Afghanistan and Iraq. And so I would ask them to define the three T's, the time, terrain, and troop commitment there. I think we should really lean in economically to stabilize Afghanistan, but significantly reduce our troop presence both there and Iraq, and absolutely not even entertain the idea of going to war in Iran, where I think this president and his advisors would like us to go.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to get your thoughts on considering Medicare for All. Do you have any thoughts about how to reduce Medicare fraud?
The question was about Medicare fraud. Fortunately, I see this in my neck of the woods. My part of my district is Silicon Valley.
Yes.
The innovation that's out there right now, especially in artificial intelligence, investing in those technologies to look at billing practices across the country, it can tell you a lot about, where there are, inconsistencies compared to the rest of the country. And I think you can go after that if there's overbilling or fraud. I think, again, that takes a next generation leader to challenge the country to go that way. And that's part of what my candidacy is rooted in.
It's interesting that you've said that a few times. Do you intend to make your age part of your appeal that you're running? I think you joined Congress at what, 32?
31.
31.
Yeah.
And so you would be one of the youngest presidents ever. Is that part of what you think needs to change?
Well, because generationally, I'm going to be we're part of the first generation that's going to really feel the effects of doing nothing to address climate.
Right.
We're the generation paying the most in student loan debts. We're the generation that now sends our kids, and you may one day too, to school, and they worry. Not to put them on the spot here.
Sesame Street, but carry on.
You worry about whether your kids are gonna come home. So they're generational issues. And I just happen to think our nominee has to have fresher ideas when they stand on that stage than Donald Trump.
Oh, interesting. We got time for one last question. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Thank you for teaching. If you go into teaching and you took on debt to do it, I don't think any teacher in America should have student loan debt, and too many teachers do today. But also, I see school construction as a federal infrastructure priority. We've never done it that way. School construction is always built locally, so the wealthiest kids get the best schools. Everyone else gets, you know, overhead projectors and, you know, 20th century schools. By doing that, I would connect that school construction money only to districts that are going to increase the pay for their teachers, particularly so they can live and work in the same community. Thank you again for teaching.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Swalwell.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.